We begin with the third module, that is based on unitary method. What is unitary method? The method in which we first find the value of one unit and then the value of the required number of units is known as the unitary method. Let's understand this with an example. A pile of 12 identical encyclopedias, say, weigh about 48 kgs. How much would a set of 27 encyclopedias weigh? Here, we want to find out the weight of one encyclopedia. To do that, we divide the total weight, that is 48 kgs, of 12 encyclopedias by the number of books, that is 12. So therefore, weight of one encyclopedia would be 48 kgs by 12, that is 4 kgs. Now, to determine the weight of 27 encyclopedias, we simply multiply 27 by 4 and we get 108 kilograms. Let's take another example. If 20 tons of iron cost 6 lakh rupees, what is the cost of 560 kgs of iron? Here you can see that there are two different quantities or two different units of weight, that is 20 tons and 560 kilograms. So, for convenience, we convert the larger unit to smaller unit and we convert 20 tons to kilograms by multiplying 20 by 1000, knowing that 1 ton is 1000 kilograms. So, we're done with the first step, that is converting 20 tons to kilograms. Now, we try to read the question again and we understand that 20,000 kgs of iron is 6 lakh rupees. So, we can determine the cost of 1 kg of iron, which is 6 lakh divided by 20,000, which is rupees 30. After simplification, you get 30. Now, the cost of 560 kg iron will be 30 into 560, that is 16,800 rupees. Likewise, you can enjoy solving more problems on unitary method. Thank you.